Benson Community Gardens. May, a season of new hope and life. Far from being caretakers of nature, we are part of nature. We hope, grow, flourish and flower in our own unique ways when we are tended and cared for in our cycles of life. The ADHD part of my brain runs wild with ideas and possibilities for flourishing. I got so ever excited with the thoughts in my head that I exhausted my 72-year-old body digging and planting in the midday May sun. It was glorious day with a light breeze, and I put my body under too much strain. By late afternoon, I had retreated to bed and spent the remainder of the day listening to the audible book Never Let Me Go by Kazuo Ishiguro, followed by a book called I May Be Wrong by a forest monk. I got my body wrong and should not have let it go on. I even had to give an evening concert a miss. The climbing roses are showing signs of growing up the pergola, and the sweet peas are planted over the archway. It is the time of imagining colour and perfume, and the reminder to tend the flowers, herbs and veg as we watch for any late signs of frost. By next week, the runner beans should be okay for planting out. The no-dig method that we are attempting to employ is working so well in the raised beds, and we are grateful for the wood chips that are freely available at the entrance to the allotments. They create the perfect mulch and keep snails and slugs away too. The humus beneath has remained damp and cool. It reminds me again that we are a part of nature and a great sensitive ecosystem. I hope we can tend the plants more holistically than I tended my dehydrated body in May. There appears to be bumper crops of gooseberries and blackcurrants this summer in the fruit cage. Strawberries will also soon be ready to pick. Being pre-diabetic, I am making fresh, uncooked, low-sugar jams. Maybe we can have a jamming session afternoon in June. Please come down and see what's going on and enjoy a picnic. Or we always welcome anyone who would like to be more actively involved in space and come and do a little weeding or watering. You can get in touch with us at bensoncommunitygardens@gmail.com, and that is by Bridget Hess.